Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
We promise there is to be no Christmas music anytime soon on iRadio, but we must realise, even though it is only the 11th of November, Christmas preparation has begun, of course, in the shops, behind the scenes, and even in Fionnuala's own home.
I've assumed the responsibility of the making of the Christmas cake in my family, and I take this seriously.
Not to pick holes, but I told somebody your story. I won't reveal their name. Are you a bit late making the Christmas cake?
You see, that's it. We're here 6 weeks out from Christmas, and it is, I could have been doing this 3 or 4 months ago. But let's be honest, you don't entertain thoughts of anything Christmas related when it's coming to the end of summer. Or at least I don't.
Better now than never.
Exactly. So yeah, it is a little bit late. Thank you to that unnamed person who's calling me out. I'm still thinking I'm a little bit organised, and it's got 6 weeks. I take this seriously, have the dried fruit soaking for overnight before I go making the cake. And the idea is that it will improve, or at least I hope, before Christmas Day. All this comes down to a dodgy and untrustworthy oven.
Oh, right.
Not I know your, a bad workman blames his tools.
Not your time management that. Skills, no?
You see, no, because I was following a BBC Good Food recipe and the advice was to check it at 1.5 hours initially, and then leave it in for another 2.5 to 3. My cake was in the oven for 6 hours.
Which brought you up to what time last night you going to bed?
3:45
My
in
God.
The morning.
Fionnuala.
Because
I've been asleep for 3 hours from nights out, 3:45, and you were sitting up with a cake.
Praying and hoping that the next time I opened the oven and put the knife in to check whether it was done, that the knife would come out clean. Because this is the basic test of knowing if a cake is ready. And the knife just wasn't coming out fully clean. It wasn't dirty. There wasn't loads of batter coming away with it. But there were crumbs. And I would use the word moist. And I just thought, okay, here is where I have the issue. Because it was browning a bit too much at the top. So that's why I felt I had to check it at least every 45 minutes in case it would tip over into burned. And then you have the, oh my God, it is 3:45 in the morning. I have to go to work tomorrow. I'm being ridiculous, but also I've invested this time. I've soaked the fruit. I've measured the ingredients. I mixed everything quite well. Now, I think it looks good, if I'm being honest. But this is the problem. I can't taste test it because it has to be kept whole for the almond icing and the royal icing.
Turns out to be one of the worst cakes the country has ever tested at Christmas time, and you sat up until 3:45 last night with it, that will be hilarious.
Do I take the title of the best waiter? What do we think? The like ridiculous amount of time to wait for something with an unknown payoff, for me anyway.
What's the longest you've waited for something? Maybe it was a bus, a train, a job application, a form to come back, sat on the phone, on hold music. Can we beat 6 hours waiting with a cake?
Yeah, approximately, just over 6 hours.
087-1-102-107. Are you a great waiter? Fionnuala's looking a little bit worse for wear today as she sat up until 3:45 last night nursing a Christmas cake in the oven because she read the recipe. You stick in the knife and nothing can come out. If there's even a crumb of moisture or a bit of cake, she's not done. Is that correct?
The recipe told me the knife needs to come out clean. I stuck that knife in the cake. There was still little bits coming out.
Step forth, Alan.
So basically, Fionnuala has baked a brick. 101 on cake baking, Fionnuala. There will be a bit of moisture on the knife, but a condensation's fine. Keeps your cake moist. You don't want the brick.
Alan sounds like an educated fellow when it comes to cakes, and he puts to you, you've baked a brick.
I will defend that with, when I let it cool and came back to it this morning, I did a little like press test on the top, and it was still like kind of bouncy, I would say, or spongy. I wouldn't say it was like rock hard or anything. I'm obviously very nervous. Taking on the Christmas cake making is a big responsibility, and I hope, Alan, in the kindest way, that you are wrong and I have not just baked a brick.
Cake Bakers of Ireland, can you back up Alan's point, or has Fionnuala actually baked something edible when it comes to Christmas?
That's the question. Also, why, Alan? Why did the recipe say the knife has to come out clean? Why didn't it say a little bit of condensation or moisture is fine.
Educated people, please tell us, cake or brick? What has Fionnuala baked? 087-1-102-107. Fionnuala, are you willing to hear the people out on your brick?
I welcome all experience.
So Alan and Derry, first of all, put it to you, since you sat up to 3:45 last night with your Christmas cake that you had.
Has baked a brick.
He's back again after you're arguing that, no, I couldn't have.
It might be spongy now, Fionnuala, but come Christmas, if someone annoys you at the dinner table at Christmas dinner, at least you'll be able to split them with it instead of serving it.
You wouldn't be allowed through airport security with your brick of a Christmas cake, would you?
Weighing down the suitcase, absolutely.
Some heads up that you could do what Caroline's granny has done. Slice a layer off the bottom and do a taste test.
Seem too nervous about that now, Caroline. I'm going to take a bit of heart from Teresa in Castlerea, who makes 4 Christmas cakes every year. And nice. She says they take 5 hours to bake at 150 degrees. And the cleaner the knife is coming out, the better. Teresa, I can tell you, I was down below 150 because the recipe had told me to turn it down after the initial check. So maybe there's some hope left.
Jason, hello.
There could be a fair chance that the instructions that Fionnuala was going on for to bake the cake could have been organised and printed by yourself, Dave.
Yeah.
Saying as you fecked up the billboards, maybe did you feck up the instructions for the cake?
Ha, ha. Hey!
Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.